name is number one, desirable. I do what I want when I want and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air, that's how I roll. I got tons of soul on my true collectible. Famous, also famous, number one, desirable. I do what I want when I want and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air, that's how I roll. I got chasing, so I don't care about no gold. Better, so much better, flipping the credit.
To Kisha Beauty, embracing the power of self-love in conjunction with 50 Shades of Success. While 50 Shades of Success works on the inside, let Kisha Beauty work on the outside, adding a little sparkle, pop, and shine with Kisha Lips, pamper your skin with Kisha Body, and let's not forget accessories with Kisha Girl. Find us on Instagram.
And now, here is your host.
It's time for hashtag Writer Wednesday with Crystal. Tips offering advice to aspiring new and seasoned authors about all aspects of the literary world. We are presented by Untamed Publishing. Allow us to help you unlock your unlimited writing potential. If you are an aspiring new or seasoned author, head over to www.untamedpublishing.net for a variety of services to assist you on your publishing journey. On this episode, I'm going to give you guys a two for one. I'm going to give you our book of the month, which is Every Black Girl Dances by Candace Y. Johnson. And then I'm also going to give you our narrator of the month, which is Elle Clevedon. So lately, you know, Untamed and I have been giving you guys a book of the month and a narrator of the month, and we're loving it. Do you hear me? Loving it. So, what I'm going to say is, let's get started. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is the first half of the show, I'm going to talk about our book of the month. And then the second half of the show, I'm going to give you the information about our narrator of the month. So, let's get started. Now, the author for our book of the month is Miss Candace Y. Johnson, aka Ordered Steps, is an Emmy Award-winning choreographer, dancer, author, editor, speaker, independent filmmaker, and playwright. In addition to her many honors, including Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc., Dallas Alumni Chapter's 2022 Women of Excellence in the Arts honoree. Candace is a 2023 DFW Gospel Literary Award winner, 2023 Texas Gospel Music Excellence Dance Director of the Year, and is also being presented with Dance Ministry Magazine's 2023 Dance Icon and Literary Pen Award. Most recently, Candace's article, Picture Me, was featured on the prestigious Mahogany Hallmark website. As she gears up for the national release of her latest work, Every Black Girl Dances, Candace continues dancing across the keyboard to bring more stories of humor, heartbreak, and hope to the page. Now, like I said, the book of the month we selected was Every Black Girl Dances, and I was definitely a fan of that book. That book touched so much. We got to talk about a best friend who struggles with, you know, she has demons, and those demons have her to sometimes commit, you know, and I don't want to say it because I don't want it to be taken off the air, but you know, when you're trying to unalive yourself, she had the main character who dated a white man in Hollywood, and I just felt he was the worst person in the world because he just used the color of her skin a lot of the times to basically give her pet names or even downplay on how she was feeling. Then we got to see her relationship with her mother, her relationship with her father, then her actually falling in love with someone who really loved her for her. It was just so many pieces that was touched in this book, and I wholeheartedly completely enjoyed it. and I cannot wait to talk to her about it. So before I give you a little bit more of the book, let me go ahead and give you the synopsis. So Every Black Girl Dances. J.C. Burke catapulted straight from film school to Hollywood, darling, churning out Black Trauma, films that have made her a household name. But at what price? When she abandons the set of her latest production to flee to her hometown, Parable, Texas, J.C. is forced to reconsider the career that made her a superstar, as well as reexamine her deteriorating relationship with her producing partner, Hudson Pike. Oh, I could not stand him. A romantic connection with high school media technology teacher Luke Favors, dubbed the hottie professor in a viral social media post, alleviates a bit of the sting from her disappointments. But is Luke enough to keep JC away from Hollywood forever, or will she return to the privilege she turned her back on? Candace dropped so many quotes in this book, and I just was highlighting and highlighting quotes that just be like, ooh, you know, that makes sense. Ooh, I need to hear this. It was just so much with this book. And even though she titled it Every Black Girl Dances, I feel every Black girl should read this. And me as a Black girl, like, you know, I'm a Black woman, but I grew up as a dark girl, a dark skinned girl. And that's how she started the book out, with Candace talking about her growing up being a dark skinned girl and how she was treated different and things like that. And, you know, I did tell Untamed earlier today that I felt like I was healed because it didn't bring tears to my eyes. But then too, I also was kind of a bully, and I'm, you know, I hate to use that word, and I'm sorry that I don't use the word hate, but I had to say that. But I was not a nice kid when it came to being picked on. So I stood up for myself. So, you know, I kind of didn't have too many people coming at me on my skin complexion, but I did have some people who really didn't know me and know, like, okay, let me try it and see what happens. But what I want to say is, if you don't do anything this year, I feel like Every Black Girl Dances need to be read by every Black girl. Every Black girl who dates a white man, every Black girl who finds someone else that they want to fall in love with, who has, I'm not going to say JC had issues with her mother, but I felt like she did, because she didn't call, you know, she called her mom when she spoke to her, but she always addressed her as Temper when she was talking about her, which was her name. Now, I was just reading a bio of Candace, and I just realized that she's a gospel singer. I love that she put that in her book. I love that she put that she was a dancer, you know, putting dance in her book. So things that are dear to Candace and close to her, she put in the book. You know, her mother was a gospel singer in the book. Temper was a well-known gospel singer. Temper's father was a pastor in the book. He was deceased when the book started, but we kind of got to see how her relationship was with her dad. Like I said, we got to see her relationship with her best friend. And then when she finally went to therapy, the therapist actually used dance as a way of therapy. And I thought that was really exciting, and I liked that. But then, like I said, as I read this bio, I realized that Candace was a dancer. So I know this is short for Candace Y. Johnson. This is her debut novel under Black Odyssey. But I'm telling you, it was definitely a great book. And, you know, check us out later on tonight as we interviewed Candace Y. Johnson and talked to her about Every Black Girl Dances. Okay, because like I said, her book is called Every Black Girl Dances, but I think every Black girl should read this. Okay, if you don't do nothing else, definitely read this book. Now, I'm going to take me a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about our narrator of the month, which is Miss L. Cleveden. All right, we'll be right back.
I got social soul on my true collectible. Famous, so famous, number one desirable. I do what I want when I want and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air. That's how I roll. I got social soul on my true collectible. collectible. Famous, super famous, number one, desirable. I do what I want when I want and how I want it. Leave you.
Untamed Publishing has partnered with KD Creatives to present to you UP pre-made book covers. With over 200 covers to choose from, we're sure you'll find exactly what you need to fit your author needs. Just visit www.untamedpublishing.net.
And we are back. Well, I am back. Sorry about that. So this episode is two for one, as I said earlier, where I will, before the break, I gave you the bio of our book of the month. Well, the synopsis of our book of the month, Every Black Girl Dances, and the bio of the author, which is Candace Y. Johnson. And we will be interviewing her later on tonight. So definitely check that out. Now, I'm going to give you the narrator of the month. And let me go ahead and give you her bio. Elle Clevedon is a sensual narrator and voiceover actress who believes in the incredible, intimate, enduring, and healing power and beauty of love, romance, and connection in all its forms. A vocal chameleon with a velvety intonation, Elle is a storyteller who makes words dance off the page and embodies characters who are tactile, exciting, relatable, and that keep her listener in anticipation. Elle has narrated numerous titles and series by Beverly Jenkins, LaJill Hunt, Jacqueline Thomas, Vanessa Lyon, Rebecca Witherspoon, Author Untamed, Shelley Ellis, and many more. You can find her on Instagram at Elle Clevedon Reads, and on Twitter at Elle Clevedon, on Facebook at Elle Clevedon, and Elle_Clevedon_Reads, website available soon. Now, I'm excited to get to talk to Elle Clevedon. She has been on the show before, but when she was on the show, I wasn't. So I did not get to talk to her. And I think this was before I started working, before I started on the podcast. But my first introduction to Elle Clevedon was by Author Untamed in Author Untamed's The View series. The View and The View 2. When I say I fell in love with Elle's voice as Carly, I just was like, it was just like the cutest voice ever. Like, I loved it. But, you know, Elle narrated the entire first book by herself. So she did Carly, she did Michael, she did Hudson, she did Katrina, she did Mama Pat, she did Papa Chris. You know, that's six characters right there. And each one was distinct. You know, like you can definitely tell which character was who. Now, then in The View 2, she had Jacoby Dim narrating with her, as well as I'm so sorry, I'm forgetting the other guy's name because he's a new narrator to me. But again, she did a phenomenal job. The best part that she did in that book is when they had the huge blowout at the bank at the gala, and literally, you know how like a group of people stand around in a circle and have a conversation. When I say Elle narrated each person, like it was six different people, I think it might have been even more. When about six or seven different people in that one little setting, and she narrated each person, it was different. It was like seven different people having conversations. Phenomenal. Okay. Now, let me just go ahead and just tell you some books that she has done. Now, The Three Mrs. Greys, that's by Shelley Ellis. That is on my to-be-listened-to list, and I haven't listened to it yet, but I've been hearing great things about this book. Now, the book that I just recently listened to by with Elle narrating was Public Enemy by Kiki Swenson. Phenomenal job. And that was with her and Emmanuel Ingram. I'm such a fan of Emmanuel Ingram. But Elle did a phenomenal job as, oh my gosh, let me give y'all the girl's name, because Chloe Mercer. like, this was a really good story. You know, I enjoyed the drama. The drama was drama in this story. It was phenomenal. Okay, so it is on Audible. If you have the Audible, if you have an Audible account, the book is part of, it is free. Okay, you can just add it to your library and listen to it. I loved it. Again, like I said, The View and The View 2 by author Untamed. She narrated BFFs Forever, Best Frenemies Forever series, books 1-3 by Brenda Hampton. She did My Mama's Drama by LaJill Hunt. And again, like I said, The Three Mrs. Greys by Shelley Ellis. Now, she was on Christina C. Jones, Maybe One More Time, which is book 3 in the Vegas Night series. I do have all of them. I listened to the first one. I have not listened to the last two. That's the 3 book series, but L. Clevenin is on there. Another book that she's done by Kiki Swenson is The Deadline. And you know what? I'm about to see if I can put, I'm about to add this to my library because I'm definitely going to listen to that. And this book is solely narrated by L. Clevenin. I think this is okay. So I'm about to read the synopsis to you guys because, you know, like, yeah. So, summary. National bestselling author Kiki Swenson always ups the ante with shock and twist, relentless characters, and a hard-edged portrait of Southern living and dying. Now, all bets are off as a newbie journalist desperate for the spotlight plunges into a killer story. Okay. So, basically, like I said, I read Public Enemy number 1 by Kiki Swenson. Well, I listened to it. L. Clevenin narrated it with Emmanuel Ingram. But right here, this book is called The Deadline. So this is about Chloe Mercer, who was in Public Enemy number 1. But they kept on saying in Public Enemy number 1 that she helped the cops. It was because of her she solved the crime. So now I'm going to go back to the beginning and see how she solved this crime. So definitely, yes, I added it to my library. So I will be listening to that on my rides to work. Okay. Let's see. We also have, like I said, she did Maybe This Time, Vegas Nights, book 2 by CCJ. I have her, A Family for the Firefighter. It's a Clean Romance, Polk Island, book 1. This book is by Jacqueline Thomas. The book by Rebecca Witherspoon is If the Boot Fits. Elle also narrated A Dash of Christmas Magic by Shay Davis. That is in my library now. I read this book, so I'm definitely going to be excited to listen to it because I loved A Dash of Christmas Magic by Shay Davis. So, you know, Elle Clevenin has a lot of books, you know, and like I said, I'm a fan of hers. A Turn in the Air, Wicked Moves, book 2 by A.H. Cunningham. You know, you could check that out. Role Play by Tushonda L. Whitaker. No Honor Amongst Thieves, A Hitman's Tale by Brick Storm. Check them all out because it's L. Clevenin. That's all I can say. I'm excited to be able to talk to her as well and, you know, get into her head and see how she started this and what made her get into it. And, you know, how she prepares for all of these different characters, especially when she's narrating the book by herself. Okay. Now, all I can say is join us as we talk to our book of the month, Miss Candace Y. Johnson, later on tonight about her book, Every Black Girl Dances. And then we will be interviewing Miss L. Clevenin. I can't really tell you guys because I don't think I remember. I'm going to just say this. I think it's going to be live and I think it's going to be Thursday, this Thursday. I don't know. Just go onto the Get Caught Up podcast site on IG, page on IG, and check it out. I should be better prepared, but, you know, this going back to work stuff, I'm still ain't prepared, and it's been now about almost a month, so I need to get my life together. Okay, so all I want to say is thank you for listening, as always, and please check me out on Instagram at Books and Soul 1. Please be sure to follow the Get Caught Up podcast on Instagram at Get Caught Up Podcast and on Twitter at GCU underscore podcast. We're on Facebook. The Facebook group is Get Caught Up Podcast. And we're also on TikTok at the Get Caught Up Alter Podcast. And we also have a YouTube page, which is the Get Caught Up Alter Podcast, where you will see all of our interviews on a Get Caught Up podcast, and also the episodes from Writer Wednesday. If you would like to become a sponsor, please visit anchor.fm/getcaughtup. Or if you'd like to give us a donation, you can send us a Cash App at $U2016. I am so excited that we are, who we want to have on the show next month. So we again will have in the month of April a book of the month and also a narrator of the month. March was Women's Month, and this woman basically was just getting herself back into the flow of working outside of the house. I haven't worked outside of my house in 8 years, and to get up every morning, drive in traffic and sit in an office and be around other people, That was a daunting task, but I crushed it. I can say that. Again, thank you for listening as always. Bye for now.
I got tons of soul on my true collective ball. Famous, so famous, number one, desirable. I do what I want when I want and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air. That's how I roll.